It's Nina with Thunder 106, and we've teamed up with RWJ Barnabas Health for Take Care, Stay Well. The Take Care, Stay Well programs is a reminder that you should still continue to see your doctor for your normal checkups, scheduled screenings, and yearly exams. I have Dr. Anil Gupta, cardiologist and chief medical officer at Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus in Lakewood. We know that it's important to have regular screenings for breast cancer, prostate cancer, etc. How does one get screened for heart disease?
While coronary artery disease is the most prevalent form of heart disease, it causes blockages in the arteries which feed the heart muscle, and a sudden obstruction in the flow can result in a heart attack or sudden death. And for the screening to be effective, we need to first calculate your 10-year risk of a major cardiovascular events like death, heart attack, or stroke. And fortunately, it is very simple to calculate. All you need is your history, family history, blood pressure, and lipid profile, and your age, sex, and those demographics. And there are multiple calculators available online. There's one for on ACC website which can be used. So if you see a primary care physician or a cardiologist, they can very easily calculate your 10-year risk and you go from there.
Who should get screened for heart disease or CAD?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. You know, your heart is a four-cylinder pump which beats nonstop 60 to 100 times a minute for your entire life. It has fuel lines to keep it running, and if they get choked up, you get heart attacks, or it may even stop suddenly. The pumps may fail and cause flooding in the basement, which is your lungs or legs, or cause low flow in the higher floors, causing lightheadedness or fainting. It has four valves to direct the blood flow, a couple of spark plugs, and a complex electrical wiring to keep everything synchronized to meet the demand. And you'll be amazed that most people take better care of their cars than their heart. Since over 50% of cardiac deaths are preventable and 90% of risk factors are modifiable by treatment and lifestyle changes, the screening should really begin very early, as early as 20s, where they can detect hypertension and correct that, and certainly by the age of 40. This can be very easily be done by seeing your cardiologist or primary care physician. As I said, it's very important to build that relationship with your cardiologist before you present to the ER with symptoms like chest discomfort, shortness of breath, palpitations, feeling lightheaded, or swollen legs.
Dr. Gupta, tell us about some of the cardiac tests that a patient may need if there is suspicion of CAD.
Well, the invasive heart catheterization is the gold standard, but since it's invasive, most physicians and patients like to avoid it if possible. Fortunately, there are a number of non-invasive tests which are available. In simple EKG in a doctor's office is one easy way, but it only catches a few people. But then there are stress tests, which one can do on a treadmill or by drugs, which simulates a stress on the heart with or without imaging. There's an echocardiogram. But there's one innovative test we have at Monmouth South. It's a CAT scan angiogram of the coronary arteries with the FFR technology. And it takes an image of your coronary arteries in the heart and shows where the blockages are. And this FFR technology improves the diagnostic accuracy and cuts down the possibility of false positive tests and the subsequent need of invasive heart catheterization. It's a proprietary software which creates a 3D model of your heart arteries by applying computational fluid dynamic modeling and uses artificial intelligence to give a very good prediction whether these blockages are significant or not. The test can pick up 97% of significant blockages and is more specific than the standalone CCTA. And Monmouth South is one of the first hospitals in the region to offer this exciting technology.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Gupta. For more tips and ways to practice caution and wellness, visit TakeCareStayWell.com. RWJ Barnabas Health, let's be healthy together.